Hey, did you know that Bob Hope inferred that I was a ham tonight?
No, I didn't.
Well, I'm not a ham. Hams can be cured.
Let's Skelton program, brought to you by Cool Cigarettes.
Just smoke a Cool and you will see how refreshing Cools can be. Switch from hot to
Cool cigarettes for that clean, cool taste in your mouth. As Willie the Penguin says, smoke
Cool.
Smoke
Cool.
Smoke
Cool.
Hollywood, the Cool Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. From MGM Studios comes the star of the Cool Cigarette Program, Red, my son, Skelton. Hey!
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Rod, let's hurry and get to the funny stuff. I got another mouth to feed now.
Well, Red, I want to congratulate you and Georgia on the arrival of your new son, Richard Freeman Skelton, last Thursday. Tell me, is he cesarean? Is he cesarean?
Oh, he's Irish, like we are. Hey, you know, I don't want to sound like a typical father, but my kid's different from any other boy in the world.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, no, you
we
don't.
Know, yeah.
You don't know. Look, he wasn't delivered by a stork.
No.
Willie the Penguin brought it.
I'm proud of that. That is
great. Were you nervous before the baby arrived?
Nervous? Hey, no, there was one fellow there. One fellow, I said to him, I said, are you nervous? He says, no. I said, how can you rumba without music?
Well, you didn't answer my question. Were you nervous?
Yeah, I was nervous. Pacing the floor, I smoked so many Cools, I had to go down the next day and have my throat defrosted.
Well, tell me, does the baby look like you? Does he have red hair?
What, do you think he'd have feathers?
I was just thinking, you know, his name might be Richard Freeman, but they're sure to call him Red. Won't that cause some confusion
to
you?
No, but by the time he grows up, I'll be known as Gray Skelton. Hey, you know, my wife has red hair, I have red hair, and both little babies have red hair. We'll be known as the family with a subversive head.
Just remember, you know, you're the father of a boy, but you owe it all to Georgia.
That's funny. The hospital bill says I owe it all to Dr. Red.
You know, that music reminds me of the summers I used to spend on my grandfather's farm, riding the workhorses down to the watering trough and sneaking into the ice house to cool off, turning the crank of the old-fashioned ice cream freezer, and best of all, licking the dasher after the ice cream was made and getting that wonderful, clean, cool taste in my mouth. Ah, memories like that certainly take you back. Just as Cools bring back smoking pleasure when your taste is tired of ordinary cigarettes. When you've had enough of dry, parching smokes, that's when you'll really enjoy Cools, America's most refreshing cigarette. Cools are specially blended from smooth, ripe, mellow tobaccos, rich and full-flavored. Even if you're a chain smoker, you'll find Cools make your mouth and throat feel cool and clear. So next time you're buying cigarettes, why not make the cool, sensible choice? Smoke Cools for that clean, cool taste in your mouth.
And now Anita Ellis is going to sing her number especially for Richard Freeman and all of his little buddies down at St. John's Hospital in the nursery ward. Dr. Irving Leroy Ress has him on his lap, and now you kids pay attention because you've never heard this, Brahms' Lullaby.
Bedight with lilies bespread.
thy slumber be blessed. Lay thee down now and rest. May thy slumber be blessed. So good night now once more, with roses roofed o'er, all tied up with bows, slip under the clothes. When the moon the Lord thou wilt wake, when the morning shall break, please the Lord thou wilt wake.
The 14th in the series of Square Table Disgustins.
For the little man who never gets the chance to express himself publicly, this town meeting provides an outlet for his emotions. And so tonight, the little man has access to freedom of speech. Our subjects, faults of relatives.
Our first interview is with this gentleman, Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Well, here I am. Go to sleep. Put both your heads on the pillow. Well, here I am. Howdy doody to you, too.
You seem very happy.
Oh, I ain't.
Then why are you smiling?
I brushed my teeth this morning and forgot to take the toothbrush out of my mouth.
Pardon me for saying this, but I've never met anyone as niggers as you.
And you never will, no matter what the word was you try to get out.
Is faults of relatives.
Yeah.
Do you have any relatives living?
Yeah, but they have an awful hard time proving it.
Are you prepared to talk about relatives?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, most relatives are just busybodies. They interfere with young folks in love.
Oh.
Love.
Has someone... has someone broken up a romance for you?
Yeah, my girl's father, old man Spratt.
We'd rather we didn't use names.
All right, then I'll use numbers. Then the boys up at San Quentin will know who I'm talking about.
Just state your complaint.
Well, my girl's father is a mean old fossil. Not only did he throw me out of the house, but he shoveled my footprints out of the front yard.
He didn't like you?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but he did. You know, I figured he didn't like me when he invited me over to the house for tea.
But that was nice of him.
I thought so, too. Until I found out it was DDT.
Out of the house.
Well, not exactly. He just cut a trap door in the couch, and then every time I sit down with my girl to pitch a little woo, I wind up in the basement pitching a little coal.
Tell me, why does he dislike you so?
Well, he says that the only reason I come around is for free meals.
How often did you dine with them?
Only 3 times a day. Of course, I just didn't come empty-handed. I always brought my own knife and fork. And plate.
How did you happen to meet your girl?
Well, wait, I'll turn a page and find out. She was a nurse for a veterinarian, and she gave me my distemper shot.
Well, there must be some reason for her father's opinions. Can't you think of any logical cause?
Oh, I can't think at all. My brain's overtaxed. In fact, I may get a refund from the government this year. They said they were sorry they taxed my brain. It always shows a loss each year.
Hasn't her father ever liked you?
Oh, yeah. When my girl first brought me home, he looked at me and says, "That's just what we need." And then he discovered I wasn't a Saint Bernard. He even told her that I had 10 toes. How do you like that?
Well, that's normal.
8 on 1 foot? Well, he kept picking away at me until the time arrived when she didn't like me at all. She even returned my Christmas present. Look, she hardly used it. You can still see the words P&G on it.
Well, I wouldn't be too upset about losing your girl. There are other fish in the sea.
Hmm?
There are other fish in the sea.
Yeah, but who wants to go steady with a halibut?
Mr. O'Connor, you have the next speaker.
Yes, our next speaker is... Oh, no, not you again, Willie.
Yeah, it's me. No pain, Willie Lumplump. Yes, sir. Willie Lumplump, denatured boy.
Well, our subject tonight is the faults of relatives.
Yeah, and believe me, I'm your boy. I don't like relatives. I don't like them. They've all got the same habits. They eat like everything's free. I don't like them. I don't like them.
Well, do you have relatives visiting you now?
Visit, and they're living with us. 10 of them, I don't like it.
10 people in one house? Isn't that a little crowded?
Well, it was when we lived in the trailer. Yeah, we could afford. You see, we were veterans of 3 World Wars. Uh-huh. 3 Wars.
Well, I can see the First World War, the Second World War, but what was the Third War?
10 people in a trailer. Now that we got an apartment, we got a little more room.
How large is your apartment?
Oh, it's got, including the kitchen.
Including the kitchen.
1 room.
Well, where do they all sleep?
Well, we got 12 inner door beds. You know, every time my little nephew comes in, my wife says, "Don't slam the door, Junior. Grandpa's in it."
Well, are they relatives on your side or your wife's side?
They're on her side. I got a mustard plaster on my side. They're on my wife's side. I have to fight alone. I don't like them. Oh, boy, what chiselers. My brother-in-law comes in and he says, "Tell me, Willie, are you going to wear your gray suit tonight?" I said, "Yes, I'm going to wear my gray suit tonight." He says, "Good, I'll wear the blue one." You know, that's why I look so fat. I'm wearing 10 suits of clothes, 3 pair of shoes, 9 pair of underwear, 20 pair of socks, and 2 shirts. So my relatives can't wear them. When I undress, I look like the unveiling of a wet noodle.
You sound bitter.
Bitter but warm. I don't like bitter people. And speaking of my mother-in-law, now there's a character for my poor daughter. She says, "Why did she ever marry a no good bum like him?" She's just like her father. She'd marry anything.
What's she like?
She looks like a 155 howitzer mounted on a landing barge. Do you know one of the reasons she can't go home? They won't let her in the Union Station. Now get this'll kill you. Every time she stands on the platform, the super chief takes one look at her and then sneaks back to Pasadena.
Well, what are some of the other things that relatives do that irritate
you? They eat like pigs, and they're just as sloppy, too. Every time we have a T-bone or pork chops, they throw the bones on the kitchen floor for the dog.
Well, that's considerate.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Well, I got news for you, bub. We ain't got no dog.
Do they help with the expenses?
Oh, you dreamer, you.
Well, then why didn't you tell them to leave?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I started by dropping little hints like leaving little signs up, "There's no place like home, why don't you go back to yours?" I left traveling folders laying around, calendars with the amount of days they've been there, Did you know I even bought hospital beds and cranked them all out of shape and then hid the cranks? My brother-in-law slept in one bed so long he got a job as a model for him.
Well, how do you like that? I can't even read my own ad lib.
As a model for a pretzel factory.
Hardly worth going back for.
They still wouldn't leave?
No, they wouldn't leave. They stuck around. So I said to my wife, look, you gotta make a choice. I said, either you folks go or I go. That's the way I put it. I said, either they go or I go. Because I don't like where they kind of.
What happened?
Hmm?
What happened?
I don't know. What were we talking about?
You were telling your relatives to leave.
Yeah, I said either they got to go or I go.
What happened?
You know, it gets pretty lonesome living alone.
When smoking seems to dry your throat, it's time for Cools to get your vote. Switch from Hots to
Cool cigarettes. When your mouth feels hot and dry from smoking too many ordinary cigarettes, that's the time to light up a Cool. Cool's specially blended finer tobaccos bring back long-lost smoking pleasure. And no matter how many Cools you smoke, you'll always enjoy their cool, refreshing flavor. Switch from Hots to Cool cigarettes for that clean, cool taste in your mouth.
Just smoke a Cool and you will see how refreshing Cools can be. Switch from Hots to
Cool cigarettes for that clean, cool taste in your mouth. As Woody the Penguin says, smoke
Cools.
Smoke
Cools.
Smoke
Cools.
Dave Rose and his Cool Cigarette Orchestra play Where or When.
Thank you.
Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, a story entitled The Birthday Cake.
Mother, where's Junior?
He's outside, at large.
But supposing he's playing in the street and a speeding car drives by. Do you realize what might happen?
Yes. The car will get four flat tires.
Oh, Mother. Now,
don't get upset, Loreen. Junior's all right. I sent him out to the hen house to get some eggs. I'll go out and see what's keeping our little inspiration for gray hairs. Junior!
I'm in here, Nemo. Come on, kiddo. Nest four.
What's keeping you? Junior!
Hmm?
What are you doing sitting on that nest?
I'm a babysitter for one of the hens. She went out to stretch her widow legs, and I'm a stand-in for the sit-in.
Now stop acting silly and get down from there.
Okay. Hey, Nemo, when the egg is hatched, you suppose the baby chicks will look like me?
Oh. What a stupid thought. Oh, what a horrible thought. Good heavens. Why did you lock that chicken in a cage?
It was gold wicking. It wouldn't lay any eggs. I've been watching it for a
Junior,
week.
Junior, it's a rooster.
I don't care if he's a Democrat. He's doing it.
And where's the hen that's supposed to be in that second nest?
I threw her out. I told her to hit the road. I said, get out of here. But we don't want you in here disrupting the other chickens. Get away.
But why?
I heard somebody say she was a Rhode Island Red. So I just told her. I don't want to eat no subversive omelets, boy, I don't.
Now, Junior, 20 minutes ago I sent you out to get some eggs. Why didn't you come right back?
Well, I put me football down to pick up the eggs, see? And the old rooster came over and he took one look at that football and he looked and he looked and he called all the hens together and he says, come here, girls, come here. He says, now, I don't know who laid this baby, but let's not carry inflation to extremes.
I don't know where you get such absurd ideas. When I was your age, I always did what I was told.
You had to, or the pilgrims would have put you in a stockade.
You got the eggs?
Yeah. In my pocket.
In your pocket?
Yes.
Which one?
The wet one.
Don't you know if you put eggs in your pocket, they'll break?
I found that out when I sat down. Oh, here comes Mommy. Hi, kiddo. Hello.
Mother, what's keeping you?
Your son broke the eggs I sent him after.
Oh, well, I'll get a couple for you, Mother.
And now, my little buckaroo, you come in and at the house with me.
No, here, let go of me here. Let go of me here. You make me look like Dumbo.
Do you realize that by fooling around, you've kept me from baking that birthday cake?
Birthday cake? Is it me birthday again?
No, it isn't your birthday again.
Well, you don't have to get nasty about it.
Your birthday was only a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Now, don't you remember your cake?
Yes, but I didn't eat any of it. What an insult. Who ever heard tell of a birthday cake made in the form of skull and crossbones? Who's this one for?
This
Aunt
one
Edna?
Is...
Aunt Edna's birthday, too.
Yes, I know, dear. But this one is for your grandfather.
Oh, boy, I never forget the last time you lit the candle. Seven people was overcome by heat.
Junior, how old do you think your grandfather is?
I don't know, but I'll bet he would know if this man who claims to be Jesse James is or not. You know Jesse James is still alive?
No.
It's not no surprise to me. I knew he was alive all along.
Dear.
Yeah, only I thought he was a used car dealer.
John,
hey, how come he's so old?
Oh, I don't know. But age doesn't matter, Junior, as long as he's well preserved.
Well, now that's the sneakiest way of saying somebody's pickled I ever heard.
Now, if you keep that up, I will spank you.
Yeah, you much as leave the fingerprint on me, I'm going to tell on you.
You tell what?
I tell plenty. I'm in a nasty mood tonight. Mm. I tell everybody that you was George Washington's babysitter.
Why, that's ridiculous.
Oh, it is. Hey, Werner, little George has got a hatchet.
George Washington, you get away from that character.
Let me get my work done.
Okay, I see now. What can I do to amuse myself and keep out of mischief? I knew there was something I forgot to do. Grandpa hid something on top of the bookcase. Now I got to find out what it is. I'll just climb up the shelf here and find out what it is. I'll put in the book here. Well, now I made it to the top of the bookcase, all right? Now look for that stuff.
Junior!
Uh-oh, here comes me letdown.
Junior, where are you?
Up here on the bookshelf.
Good heavens! Don't you know that bookcase might topple over and you'd fall on your head?
Hmm.
And then I'd have to put all those books back.
Yeah.
Oh, you
sure does idolize me, don't you, huh?
What are you doing up there?
Well, Grandpa hid something up here, and I'm trying to find it. Oh, here it is. A bottle with a picture of a panther on it. Perfume, she said. Perfume is for smelling. This stuff makes you stinking.
Junior, give it to me.
Okay, catch it. Oh, throw it back. I'll try again.
Now look what you did. The bottle smashed and spilled all over the floor.
Yeah, eat the hole in your rug. No.
Junior, you come down from there.
No, I'm afraid to come down. I might get hurt.
Nonsense. I'll be right here.
That's what I mean.
Jump, Junior. I'll catch you.
Okay, here I come. Wait. Ooh.
Well, wait until I say ready.
Now she tells me.
Here, I'll bet you made my cake fall.
Oh, let's go see.
All right, but walk softly.
Okay, we walk slow now. Go ahead.
Careful now. Okay. I'll open the oven.
Oh, is the cake up or down?
Let's see. I haven't got my glasses.
Well, let me take a look inside the oven here. Oh, boy, look.
Well, how's the cake?
Don't taste bad at all.
Junior! Here, you run along.
Can I lick the icing bowl?
No.
I want to lick the icing bowl. I never get to lick the icing bowl. Everything gets licked around here with the icing.
Anything. Anything to keep peace in the house. Go ahead and lick away.
Okay.
Oh, now. Wait, boy, that's good. Take it easy. At the rate you're going, we'll have to have your tongue re-tripped. Junior! That's enough now. Junior, I said that's enough.
Junior, stop. I can't stop. My tongue is on automatic.
Junior, stop that.
Can you help me move the dining room table?
Yes, dear. Now, Junior, you promised not to touch a thing.
Okay, I promise. But remember, it's election year. Promises don't mean much, you know. Well, here I is all alone. I wonder if the other part of that cake is done. I think I smell something burning. Yeah, I does. I'll take a look at the widow cake and see how it does. I just open up the oven here. Well, look at that. Where did he go? What happened to the cake? He was there and now he not... Oh, jeepers, what am I going to tell Namo now? Oh, goodness me. I know. I'll tell her. No, she'll never believe that. How could I get a steamroller in the oven? Maybe I'll just throw it away. That's what
Junior, what are you doing with that cake? Lorene, would you come in here and see what your son has done?
No,
he ruined my cake.
No,
well,
don't.
That settles it. Come here to me. Now, I'm going to give you a good spanking.
No, I'd like to see you do it.
Oh, you would, would you?
Yes,
well, watch
would.
This.
No.
You wanted to see me do it. Are you satisfied?
No, because my back was turned.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home, sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Yes, a favorite with college men, servicemen, businessmen. Men everywhere who know and appreciate quality pipe smoking. Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.